The Greek philosopher and a noted mathematician to all you in geometry class this semester, Pythagoras, once said, "The oldest and shortest words, yes and no, are those which require the most thought." Indeed, they do. All day long, we say yes and no to many things, many choices that are presented to us, and many of them are simple and trivial, but some are really important yeses and nos in our life along the way. Well, will you accept the job, yes or no? Will you marry me, yes or no? Do you forgive me, yes or no? Yes or no's can change lives and our own. And Jesus says at the end of the gospel, yet let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. We can sometimes fall into that in-between, that limbo where, well, yeah, if, the conditional ifs that we have in our life when we say yes as well as no. Will we keep God's commandments, yes or no? Well, some of them. Well, most of them. Well, as I understand them. Jesus says your righteousness should surpass that of the Pharisees and scribes because they knew all those commandments, they knew all the laws in the Torah, and they were able to interpret them in many ways to the most minimal requirements. So if it said, thou shalt not kill, you were great if you didn't kill anybody. Anybody kill anyone today? All right, we got the fifth commandment down. But Jesus says, but I say to you, if you get angry with your brother, if you destroy someone's life and reputation, if you gossip to no end and bring down the integrity of another person, you're violating that commandment. You're destroying someone. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Check that one off. But Jesus says, but I say to you, if you look lustfully at a woman in your heart, you've broken that commandment. You've already moved towards a place of unfaithfulness by looking upon another person as an object in a lustful way. Jesus takes these commandments and raises the bar on them, saying, let's not look at just the words that are there, but the intention. And that's why Jesus says, I do not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Jesus' ministry stands on the laws of the Torah, but he calls them to be understood and to be interpreted in the fullest sense that God intended to keep a community together. The commandments that are given to the Hebrew people are to bring them into a relationship with one another and with God that would last. And so as we look at all those commandments and then the subsequent laws after them, it's to form the community. It's to keep an integrity of a people in a relationship with God. And so that when they said yes, it would be yes. Yes, we'll follow you into the desert to a promised land until they get out into the desert and start mumbling and grumbling. Yes, Lord, we'll keep the commandments until they build a golden calf instead. Let's worship this golden calf instead of the one true God. We have to ask ourselves, do our yeses mean yes in our relationship with God and those most important relationships in our life? When we say yes, I will be faithful to you. Are we faithful? When I say yes, I'll be at your side when you need me. Are we at their side when they need us? If we say yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God. Do we believe that in such a way that our lives are transformed by it? Sirach, in our first reading, written a couple of hundred years before the birth of Jesus, says, if you choose to keep the commandments, you will be saved. If you choose to trust in God, you will have life. We are given a choice. We were not created as robots. We were not created as slaves. We are given freedom, and freedom only makes a difference in our life when it's lived out in a commitment. Sometimes people say, I just want to be free. Free for what? We're given freedom by God to make choices, to become who we're called to be. If I'm free to commit, when I make that commitment, that freedom comes to life to become the person that I've been called by God to be. As a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, as a sister, as a brother, as a priest, whatever it might be. Freedom comes to life when we make the choice and say yes to what God has called us to do and God has called us to be. And that isn't easy. But that's why we're here. Amen means yes, I believe. When I say the body of Christ, our response is amen. Yes, I believe. Is that a real yes? Because if it is, then what we take into our life is what we need. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to give us the grace and the courage to make those choices each and every day to be faithful to God and one another.